Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Job 4:8. Eliphaz has come to visit with Job, following the terrible disaster that has fallen upon Job. Eliphaz understands the comfort and encouragement that Job has given to others, but now Job finds himself in need of what he has given to others. The argument of Eliphaz is that Job is now reaping what he has sown. Eliphaz understands that the reason for Job's suffering and loss is because of his iniquity. Now Job is reaping what he has sown. This, however, is not the case with Job. Nevertheless, Eliphaz has stated a truth that is taught in Scripture. One cannot escape his sin. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Proverbs 22:8. Iniquity is lawlessness or wickedness. When Simon tried to purchase the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit with money, he was told by the Apostle Peter, "For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Acts 8:23. One certainly can find himself in bondage to evil. Sin is a taskmaster so vile. Jesus taught, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." John 8:34. It is said of King Ahab, "But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up." 1 Kings 21:25. Some were described by the Apostle Peter as servants of corruption, 2 Peter 2:19. While the wicked believe themselves to be free and independent, they are actually the servants of Satan. In the great discussion of baptism, Paul reminded the saints in Rome that all were either the servants of righteousness or the servants of sin, Romans 6:18-20. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness," Romans 6:16. Humanity is free to choose the one whom he will obey, but all are servants. Jesus often commented on the iniquity of humanity in his teachings. He even spoke of religious people being those that work iniquity, Matthew 7:23. This condition of life was true of them because they refused to do the will of the Father. The final verdict from God will be, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Matthew 13:41-42. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.